processes so as to provide better responses to the populations most in need. Regarding labour and social protection, in accordance with the international standards and achieving SDG 8 on decent work and in light of the recommendations made in November 2017, between 2017 and 2022, we established 21 departmental committees for the prevention of child labour. We also approved a guidelines with cultural relevance that set out the functions, actions and monitoring work of these committees at the departmental level. With the support of the ILO and ECLAC, we established a model for identifying child labour risks. This is a tool which has allowed us to map the municipalities with the highest level of child labour risks, and it has also served as a basis for creating 6 comprehensive care centres for eradicating child labour. In order to boost our inspection capacities, we have assigned 11 specialised inspectors to monitor compliance regarding child labour legislation. These have been trained with the support of Argentina and Panama, and we have also provided the inspectorate with 43 new vehicles to expand their coverage. In order to raise awareness, we initiated the Decent Work in the Field of Agriculture campaign. This included a programme on agriculture free from child labour, which was broadcast on 16 national radios in 13 of our 22 departments and in 6 of our 25 national languages. In order to comprehensively tackle human trafficking in its dimension of labour exploitation or forced labour on child labour, in 2020 we established the Interinstitutional Coordinator Against Child Labour, which comprises the Public Prosecution Services, the General Attorney's Office, the Secretariat Against Sexual Violence and Human Trafficking, and the Ministries of Labour, Social Development and Public Health. Between 2020 and 2022, we thus boosted the coordinator's mandate, tripling its coverage and improving its results. As a country pioneer in the Alliance 8.7, we have a 2022-2025 roadmap that was approved in a participatory fashion through the Thematic Child Labour Bureau at the level of the government. This includes axes such as prevention, protection and operations, and encompasses efforts to provide comprehensive care for children and adolescents. We have also approved procedures to effectively implement ILO Convention 138, establishing a minimum age for the employment of children aged under 18 but over 15, decentralising this service at the national level through departmental delegations within the inspectorate. Guatemala implemented the National Policy for Decent Employment 2017 to 2032, spearheading the Social Inclusion Programme, Inclusive Employment, which promotes labour mediation for people with disabilities. The section on workers with disabilities supported more than 32 people with disabilities between 2017 and 2022 in this way. We have also ensured that there have been more than 60 inter-institutional coordinations to publicise this programme. And in order to promote gender equality and equal opportunities, we have a national wage policy, which through tripartite social dialogue guides the conditions and improves the wage structure for workers. In order to bring the minimum wages in Guatemala into line with international standards and to ensure that they meet the socioeconomic reality on the ground, for 2023, we established the minimum wage in 2 economic areas with an increase of 7% in one and a 4% increase in the other. This comes on top of the generalized wage increase of 4.75% in 2022. For this, the National Wage Commission maintained meetings which were broadcast on social networks, thus maintaining transparency. Regarding social welfare, we have a program for economic support for older persons. This has involved the investments of more than $912 million as a direct form of support to beneficiaries since it was begun in 2007.